Again, in today's Gospel, St. Luke links the calling of the apostles with the miracles of the Lord, and ultimately he does so that we may all come to know that the power we receive from Holy Mother Church through the apostles and their successor is not really their power at all. It is the power of the one who had entrusted them with authority over Holy Mother Church, and so ultimately, all our healing and all the good we do comes from the power of Almighty God. And so our Lord wishes to link intimately his power with that of the church so that we truly know that he has established that one safe haven in this world by which we truly can be confident that our salvation can be wrought. And so we turn always and everywhere to Holy Mother Church to enlighten our minds and to inspire our hearts, and most especially for the forgiveness of our sins. For it is very common in today's world, especially within the mystical body of Christ, to seek salvation and forgiveness in means that do not forgive our sins. For often many are told they need not to go to the sacrament of penance, they merely need to ask God for forgiveness in the depths of their heart. But that would only accomplish the forgiveness of sins if indeed it was a perfect act of contrition. And yet, none of us can be certain, even within the mystical body of Christ, if we have acquired the grace to make a perfect act of contrition. And so, in confession, we see burning brightly the mercy of God, for attrition suffices to forgive our sins, but it must be a sacramental confession, and so we do receive the power, the grace, and the forgiveness of God, and so we must always and everywhere exercise that form of devotion which is forgotten, it seems often, within the mystical body of Christ, that is, to have filial devotion to the church, and especially to St. Peter, whom the Lord has entrusted to safeguard and to watch over his very power. Indeed, we see often within a modernist context, one of the primary characteristics of this era is to assail and to call into questions the prerogatives of St. Peter, and especially those prerogatives by which he guides the church. And indeed, we know we must make an assent of faith in all those matters that the Holy Father holds out to us in matters of faith and moral, but we also must show an act of faith by accepting the prudential judgments of the Holy Father, even as long as they are not sinful, even if it appears to us that perhaps it is not the most prudent way to proceed. There are ways in order to make that known, and it ultimately the judgment is in St. Peter's hands, for he ultimately has to answer to the Lord for his decisions in all matters in regards to the governance of the church. And so we see very clearly one of the reasons why so many souls are not coming, flocking to the one safe haven in this world. For St. Paul says that there are many within the body of Christ who drag their brothers before the magistrates of this world. If that is true with the ordinary member of the mystical body, how much more so with the vicar of Christ? How many members of the mystical body who have acquired some authority in society and some influence over society are Catholic, and yet they call into question the prerogatives of St. Peter, thereby scandalizing not only the mystical body, but the church itself. For they call into question those perennial teachings which the Holy Father has reiterated over and over and over again. For instance, the intrinsic evilness of contraception and abortion, the sin of Sodom, and many such things. And yet, there are many leaders who are Catholics themselves, who go before their nations, go before their senates, their congresses, their parliaments, and all other manner of governments, and call into question, and indeed, outright declare that in this matter, the church has gotten it wrong. But we know full well that the church cannot get such matters wrong, because it is not the church's teachings Per se, it is the teachings of Christ in which she is the safeguard and the vanguard to watch over those truths, to hand them on to all nations, because in those truths is the very power of God, because they are the truths revealed by Almighty God. And so, let us always strive to exercise that virtue by which we are filial devoted to the Church, and when we see the errors that have crept into the mystical body of Christ, let us offer those who promulgate such errors, especially the disregard for the Vicar of Christ, to the mercy of God, so that the Church may again appear before the world as that bright light shining brightly, because there is a unity of faith, that is, all the faithfuls are united in their filial devotion to the Vicar of Christ, and hence that frees the Church to go about bringing that which is most important to the world. For when she does not have to deal with internal error, it is then that she burns most brightly and brings that again which is most important, namely the life of Christ, to all souls, both within the mystical body of Christ and those who will come to know Christ through the missionary activity of the mystical body of Christ. But the basis of this is absolutely a unity of faith, and so we must hold the faith of Peter, and indeed, it is only then that we can be certain that we have the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. For many seek the Holy Spirit in ways that are dangerous, and ultimately, it is a very simple matter. If we hold the faith of Peter, then it is then that we are most certain that we have the Holy Spirit. And so, it is not good to seek our Lord in those things in which he is not primarily found. It is better to seek him by strengthening our faith and exercising a deep belief that his power primarily comes through the sacraments of Holy Mother Church. And so, let us strive always to show that we truly love her by having constant recourse to her to feed our minds and our hearts, and also seeking from her the forgiveness of our sins. And ultimately, if we persevere in this life, we will gain that which the Lord has promised us when by his power we are raised from the dead, reunited body and soul, and then at the end of time we will truly enjoy him for all eternity in heaven.
Fructum ventris tuum.